Visitors to the Oklahoma State Fair had a rare chance to learn about production agriculture when they stepped into the fictional land of Agtropolis in the Oklahoma Expo Hall. Each day, a different FFA chapter was responsible for showing visitors around Agtropolis. When I visited the fictional city, the Norman FFA chapter was in charge. Melinda Teague is the group's advisor.
We bring them in to let them, they work two different shifts, this morning shift and the afternoon. They basically help feed the animals in the morning, and then they get kind of thrown in and help with farmer for a day. They're guiding kids, picking pumpkins, and basically finding ladybugs, stuff like that. Answer questions if they need to. Sometimes they get, you know, some folks out there that just want to know a little bit more about a pig or what the sheep are doing over here on the rocks, and so they just try to answer questions like that as well.
But Norman is kind of an urban area.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. We do have a lot of kids that we've got to do a little background work on what they can answer questions. But a lot of our kids are still pretty much, you know, suburban. They're out in the rural areas around East and Western Norman. They're still raising pigs and horses, and they're fairly knowledgeable for the most part. But we have a lot of kids that have never really been around this. So I have no problem getting 20 kids to come out with us to be a part of this because they volunteer left and right.
One of the FFA members working in the exhibit was Katie Chitone, a freshman at Norman North High School.
Well, I started out feeding and cleaning out rabbit cages, and then I was doing farmer for a day, and now I was greeting people at the front door.
So why do you want to be here?
I love animals and I love helping them.
You think it's important that we tell all these other people about agriculture?
Yes, it is. They need to know that animals are amazing.
Indeed they are. The fictional city of Agtropolis was open every day during the just concluded Oklahoma State Fair in Oklahoma City. With today's Agriculture First Report, I'm Sam Knipp for the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.